Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Houston Texans defensive end, J.J. Watt.
Drivers, start your engines!
Big.
Wow.
Boy, just reminds me of the Clash. Same type of carnage that we saw where these cars were going everywhere. A lot of damage as they all got to turn three.
Well, that ruined everything.
Sometimes I'm speechless.
Hamlin off turn number four. No, side by side. Battle to the finish this time. Denny Hamlin wins his second Daytona 500 and wins it for Coach Gibbs in Toyota.
That was the way it went yesterday. Kind of the highlights beginning to end, but oh my goodness, what a massive accident they had as things began to wind down. Final 10-20 laps. It became a kind of a junkyard out there, and duct tape was used more than wrenches. We'll say that. I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe across the way. Welcome to the Bill Michaels Show. Talk more about what happened down at Daytona yesterday. Host of the Final Inspection Show on our flagship station, 105.7 FM, The Fan out of Milwaukee, Steve Zotke, now joining us. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you?
I'm doing well. So give me your thoughts as the NASCAR season gets underway in crash-tastic fashion.
Well, it certainly was looking pretty promising for the first, 150 laps.
Yep.
If you were monitoring it on social media, and everybody seemed happy. It was like you had two abreast racing, you had passing for lead, you had some good stories with some guys that haven't been up front before, new teams, you know, all the things that go together with a new season. And then, as Mike Joy so aptly said, there goes everything. It just kind of took the air out of the balloon for a lot of people who were looking for, you know, something a little bit different, maybe a new kid kind of coming up to the front to win the race. And it took out a lot of the favorite drivers for a lot of fans.
Yeah, it did. Now, when you say favorite drivers, boy, I tell you what, you really needed a scorecard yesterday to tell who was who, because there was a lot of names there that I didn't recognize. I mean, the face of the sport in the last 3 to 5 years has changed dramatically, hasn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, the issue that's been with open-wheel racing for many years and NASCAR has been able to avoid is basically your pay-to-play. And there's a lot of guys that, you know, a lot of rides that are being had in the Cup Series and especially in the trucks in the Infinity Series. You know, you're not going to get a ride unless you have some money with you. And so that's an unfortunate part of it. But one of the guys who kind of took a chance on his driving abilities and that and left the team to go to the 95, the Levine Family Racing, was Matthew Benedetto, and he was looking so good. And there they've been getting some help from the Gibbs team, kind of filling in their role of the 78. And I think that 95 car could be a surprise this year.
So, obviously Denny Hamlin gets the win. It seemed like it was all apropos for Joe Gibbs Racing yesterday with the way JD ends up passing away and has the neurological issues and ended up claiming his life. And it just seemed like, even though it was a race that by the end of the race was kind of marred with a lot of stuff and a real slowdown, ultimately it became a really special night.
Very emotional day for Joe Gibbs himself and the whole Joe Gibbs racing team. The 11 car was kind of what was his race team. He wore 11 when he was playing football, and a lot of changes. You know, that was a team that was kind of, I don't want to say on the ropes, but there was a lot of, it was discussed, especially on our show, you know, what is the future with Denny Hamlin with Joe Gibbs Racing last year and not getting a win? You know, they did make it into the chase, but there were some changes that were made to the team with Chris Gabehart coming on board. And it certainly meshed together with him pretty much, you know, dominating the final, 30 laps. I think teammate Kyle Busch, who's still looking for the elusive first Daytona 500 win, you know, took the lead for a couple circuits at the end there. But it was pretty much Denny Hamlin's show in the last 30 laps.
Now they move on to Atlanta. So all the talk is about the new cars, new rules, all that kind of stuff. What do we expect?
Yeah, the tapered spacer is coming next week, and this was the final race with what's commonly called plate racing. And what the biggest thing with the tapered spacer, what it's supposed to bring is throttle response. And that is one thing drivers have been craving, is getting that throttle response. Even if there's a situation where they want to kind of escape a situation, they want to get away from somebody's loose, you know, and in the past, because they've been going to plates to the bigger tracks, such as Michigan and Atlanta, because of the speeds there are so high. This tapered spacer is supposed to reduce the speeds a bit, but give that driver what he wants, and that is throttle response. Control the car better.
Going back to yesterday, you know, listening to Kyle Busch at the end of that race, he was kind of bemoaning Denny Hamlin and saying that, you know, Denny Hamlin should have given him more help. You know, the last 10 laps, isn't it just kind of, you know, every man for himself? I mean, you don't want somebody else on another team to win. You want to help your teammates, but in addition to that, you don't want to wreck your guys either. And if you two are running up front, it's basically all out racing, right? What is Kyle Busch upset about?
It is. And what Kyle Busch is basically is speaking the truth, because Kyle is one of those guys, you know, a lot of people may criticize him, but he is not a good loser. And that's just because showing how, you know, motivated he is as a driver, and he'll speak his mind. There's a lot of guys. Jimmy Johnson probably would not say that if a couple years ago, and that was Jeff Gordon winning the race. You know, Jimmy Johnson might have just said, you know, oh, I'm just happy for the 24 car, and, you know, Hendrick, if we can finish 1-2, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Well, Kyle Busch is going to say, hey, I want to win my first Daytona 500, and here he is. You know, there's his teammate, the 11 car, winning his second, and, yeah, there's a lot of frustration there. He wants – that's the one thing he wanted. Tony Stewart for many years was chasing that Daytona win. You know, Kyle Busch has won championships, but, you know, at this point in his career, he wants that Daytona 500 win, and was certainly frustrated that it was just so, so close, and nobody could catch Denny Hamlin when they needed to at the end of the race.
Well, Denny Hamlin clearly had the better car all day long, and that being said, is he supposed to then give up his opportunity to win so Kyle Busch wins his first?
Yeah, it certainly is. You know, it's funny, during all the speed weeks, it would look like it was the Fords. Everyone was saying, you know, Harvick was looking so strong, and all the Fords are looking strong. And then, you know, you had Jimmy Johnson winning the Clash in the Chevrolet, and then the 500 comes around. Look what happens. It's the Toyota. So who knew?
I guess... If I'm a driver, I just want to win. I'd like to have a couple of those in my back pocket, you know?
Yeah, you know, he's speaking the truth, you know, and that's what you want to hear. And, yeah, he was frustrated. And so you can't, you know, the fans can't have it both ways. They can't say, well, I can't believe he said that, and then but bemoan Jimmy Johnson for going the corporate line all the time.
Right. Hey, we had Paul Menard on prior to the race and got a chance to talk to him a little bit, but he's the guy that triggered all of that. What was it, 21, 22 cars or something like that, when he's the one that sent the sparks flying? I mean, what a huge accident yesterday. And like I said, it became kind of a junkyard of vehicles crossing the finish line by the time it was all said and done.
Yeah, and that's it was certainly unfortunate. We had him on our show, too. And you know, the kid from Wisconsin and had run so well all week long. And that's just a situation where, you know, you're going down into turn three. Everybody is tight. And it's one of those darned if you do, darned if you don't. Because if he lets up, you know, he's on the guy. You know, you kind of want to let off. But if you don't, he's going to get hit from behind. And you're just kind of hoping that the 95 is going to be able to catch it. But when you're, you know, when you go into the inside, he kind of hooked them. And unfortunately, we've seen it in the past at Daytona or Talladega. And it's one of those situations, if it was a Menard, I don't care who you put in that car. Unfortunately, the same result's going to happen. So, and I think he kind of heard that from a lot of the drivers. You know, Menard has, you know, he doesn't get too much criticism for driving like that. So, you know, it's just an unfortunate situation for Paul Menard.
Good stuff as always. We will chat again down the road. You've got the final inspection show on our flagship station, 105.7 FM, The Fan, on weekends. Tell everybody what time.
Yeah, you betcha. 12 to 2 on Saturdays. It's a fun show, and we cover all aspects of racing. NASCAR, IndyCar, Formula One, you name it. So come on and listen.
Good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right.
There you go. No problem. Steve Zocchi, host of the final inspection, and he joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been going to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.